You guys ready?
Yeah.
I find it very, very easy to be true.
Wait, what?
I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine. I walk the line. Welcome to Respectfully.
That was out of nowhere. I liked that.
I got a little Johnny.
Little Johnny.
We got a cool cowboy in the studio. Let's introduce. I'm Andrea Allen. This is Respectfully.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and joining us today.
Ooh.
Long time friend, first time guest. He is the co-host of a great podcast called Close Calls.
Love that.
Which
pod.
Is a comedy podcast about near-death experiences, and has recently appeared on Romania's Got Talent. Woo! Everybody, welcome to the show. Kevin, Casey, White.
Thank you.
Great to be here. Romania's Got Talent. Making waves in the comedy world.
Did you stay in like a cinder block hotel?
I did.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
Did you stay in a cinder block?
It felt like a minimum security prison.
Yeah.
The bed faced away from the door. It was like in the middle of the room and faced terrible feng shui.
Yeah.
It feels like somebody's creeping up behind you all night. Yeah. Hard to sleep. It was a nightmare.
That sounds...
I would have slept backwards.
I did. Yeah, I thought about it. Yeah.
Was there anybody on the show that you were like, oh, that has legs?
When you say that has legs, you mean like the other performers?
Yeah.
You mean like, of my own performance?
Well, both, I guess. Was there anyone that you were like, oh, this person is like fun and has talent?
Yeah, I met a couple comics that actually live in Barcelona.
Okay, cool.
And I've been to Barcelona a couple times. I've met other performers from that town. It's a good booming comedy scene. So
yeah.
They were cool. Everybody else wanted nothing to do with me. Nobody was. There was one guy that was like an Italian court jester, and he just did like a thing where he like pantomimed. He did like a dance to like Minnie the Moocher and stuff, and it was so strange.
We gotta get him a show on the network.
Yeah. It was very strange. And Romania, we were talking off mic about this, but Romania itself is not very warm and inviting.
No.
As a country, as a people. I'm sure there's some Romanian out there listening to this who's like, I happen to
we
be pretty cool.
We have a lot of Romanian listeners.
And I don't like to paint with that wide of a brush, but my experience was nobody wanted me there in their country.
That's fun.
It wasn't like, oh, welcome to Romania as an American. How are you enjoying things? Literally every Romanian I met, I go, hey, yeah. Thanks, I'll take my coffee. And they go, why are you here?
Get out.
And literally, I said to my barista one day, I was like, I keep getting asked this question. Do you not get a lot of Americans in Romania? And he goes, only if they're spies.
Whoa!
What the fuck is happening in Romania where you're afraid of spies? There's nothing you want that you got that we want.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
we're good on you guys.
We're good.
Yeah. Hey, Romania.
You guys can hang out.
You don't need to worry.
Hang out and do whatever you do over there.
Yeah, ma'am.
And we won't spy on you. It sounds like I'm a spy now.
Nothing to worry about.
We're not going to spy on you, so stop asking if we're spies, because legally we have to tell you if we're spies.
Sorry, go ahead.
If you're curious, here's why I was there. Last time I was in Barcelona, actually. I met a comic who had done it. They're flying out comics from Barcelona because there's not really a ton of comedy.
They're joyless
locally
people.
I guess
I don't understand why they would want this.
So as a joke, I was like, let me know who books that. I want to be on Romania's Got Talent. And then I let the email sit in my phone for months and I forgot about it, and one day I was clearing out some notes and I was like, oh yeah, popped off an email. They were like, come through. And it's like I just thought it'd be funny.
Yeah,
like ironic.
It is funny
to have Romania's Got Talent as a credit. And then the whole time leading up to it, I was like, why am I, this is too expensive, this is a waste of time,
and
this isn't fun.
I pointed out that the more expensive it is, the harder it is to get to, and the harder you bomb, the funnier it gets.
Yeah,
yeah, ma'am.
And that was basically like me daring Kevin to go, and then he had to.
I will commit to a bit, and this is probably the hardest I've ever committed to a bit.
Everybody with fucking... Everybody's Hinge profile, they're like, the way to win me over is commit to the bit. You have no fucking idea what commitment.
You don't know what I've been through.
Oh, you did an accent when the server took your order? Kevin went to fucking Romania.
I had to fly 12 hours to a frigid, frozen hellscape to bomb in front of people of which we do not speak each other's language. and then immediately get on an airplane and come right back.
Yeah,
I was
like
there for 2 days.
Alone.
Yeah, by myself, just sitting on that plane, thinking about how I've just embarrassed myself in front of an entire nation.
It's like
because I thought it'd be funny to put that logo on a poster. And when I got back, the first person I talked to about it, they go, you know, you could have just lied and told people you did Romania's Got Talent.
Yeah. Nobody would ever check.
Stab. No.
It's like
commit.
It's like an Andy Kaufman bit, like that, but your life.
But it's your
whole
life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like
it's your real money and time and life.
Yeah. It was such a waste of resources and time and money.
It's akin to, like, you know, Dice's album. This yours is way more extreme, but you know Dice's album, The Day the Laughter Died.
Love. Yeah. One of my favorite pieces of comedy.
Yeah,
art.
It's
the
oh
one where
God.
He's going up at like 2 a.m. at
yeah.
the store.
And he calls it's at Dangerfield. He calls a woman a jerk.
Yeah.
It's so funny to call a woman a jerk.
Yeah.
She's going to the bathroom and he goes, "Whoa, she doesn't like whatever, she's leaving, fucking jerk off."
He bombs the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Front
I've heard
to
it,
back.
Yeah. It's brutal.
Front to back. And this is the thing, is being a comedian, we anticipate punchlines all the time because it's become like mechanical to us. Mm-hmm. The only thing that even moves the needle for me anymore has to be the sickest shit ever. It has to be like a life situation that's so fucked up that it like really turns my brain on.
Yeah.
So you going to Romania's Got Talent, I was like,
yeah, that really lit me up like a Christmas tree.
That's going to keep me, that's gonna keep me going.
I cannot wait until you get the clip of that.
I know it's fucking, I know it's brutal.
How
dude
we doing?
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Everybody was nervous backstage. I like, so when they started filming, they were like, you need to be at the studio at 8 a.m. We start filming at 10 a.m. blah
they
blah blah.
Makeup?
Yeah. I was wearing makeup.
You're wearing makeup bombing.
I was wearing makeup
in front
bombing.
Of Romanians.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah. But here's the thing. 8 a.m. their time is 1 a.m. our time. So I'm just dead tired. So everybody's like pacing around backstage, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I just woke up from a nap. Is it my turn yet? I had to go like second to last, which means I didn't go up to like 9 p.m. I was there since 8 a.m.
Did they throw a little mascara on you?
No, man. It was brutal. But then they push you out in front of these like interviewers like, Kevin, you're about to go up, blah, blah, blah. What is it like as an American here? And I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. What's going on? And I don't know. Like, I just was like, you know, I'm just going to do my best. I didn't know. Just really want to try.
With the old, I'm going to Disney World.
And then, well, then I get off stage and they go, "What happened?" And I was like, I just think there's a bit of a language barrier, I guess.
Honestly, Kevin, brave. I'm going to call you brave.
Brave.
Yeah, brave.
Thank you.
A comic's comic.
Really stupid.
Yeah, Kevin Casey White, everybody. Yeah.
Stupid, funny only for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go to Yugoslavia to do some sort of weird TikTok
I'm gonna do
dance Kazakhstan's competition.
Got Talent.
I'm going to go into a genocidal zone and try to do my bits about sucking dick.
Okay, and that's the end of this bit.
Okay. We're going to move on. Let's take it in a new direction. And
yeah, let's talk about science.
Can we hurry this up? I have an open mic in Gaza I got to get to. So sorry.
I have an open mic on the West Bank. Yeah. Bomb. Pun not intended, but there.
Yeah, you get to do a one-man show in a bomb shelter.
I've known about this for a while.
I can't believe you didn't tell me this.
Well, it comes and goes in my life. Ugh. But there's a scientific principle that I introduced to Andrea recently. I feel like Ronnie will know about this.
Yeah.
Ronnie, do you know about Kiki Booba?
No.
Fuck.
Ooh, Mike, do you know about Kiki Booba?
Oh, I know. This is the
you know
the,
about Kiki Booba.
The shapes.
Yes.
And it's like a round one and a pointy
so
one.
So much more than shapes.
And a lot
so
of people,
yeah.
Am I correct? People think the Booba is more appropriately named for the round one and Kiki is for the sharp one.
Yes.
Because it's got the spikes. Kiki, it just makes sense.
Yes.
Kevin, you're getting it.
It makes more sense than anything in my whole life.
But why is this surprising? Isn't that obvious? Wouldn't everybody feel like Kiki has that stabby sound
but
to it, right?
But the point is, everything in the world is either Kiki or Booba.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's where the
science comes in. Oh, you went down a rabbit hole.
So this is deep. If we can see this, can we see this on the camera? We'll put it on the screen. This is Kiki and this is Booba.
Kiki is like an explosive bang looking shape and Booba is like a lava lamp.
Yeah.
And I think the principle of it is like more visual, but we've gone deeper.
We've gone deeper.
So the visual principle is that everything is either Kiki or Booba. So like,
but it really is a vibe-based science.
Well, yeah, because now it's a vibe-based. This is
honestly, I love vibe-based science.
I know.
I'm all about vibe-based science.
We're all about vibe-based science.
I've never given a shit about astrology. This feels like objective truth to me.
Yeah, this is very real to me. So Andrea and I spent the weekend classifying everyone in our lives as either Kiki Booba presenting.
Yes.
So like what you look like you are. And then there's also Kiki Booba internal life.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
wow.
your personality is.
So it's
is.
Your moon your soul. And your sun.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You're rising.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's
so.
Honestly, we were texting till 4 in the morning about
just
it.
Just sending each other people's
Kiki,
names.
Booba,
okay.
This person's Kiki Kiki. So this person's Kiki Booba.
Yeah.
Are you going to classify me or are we going to play a game?
Well, I think we're going to ask. So here's what. We'll tell you what we think we are. You tell us if you agree. And then we'll ask you what you think you are, and we'll tell you what we think you are.
And also, we will explore, because there's good Kiki, and there's good Booba, and there's also bad Kiki and bad Booba. And those are different ways
These are different people.
Bad and goodness.
Okay.
So we'll get into that.
And can people be a bit of both?
Well, this is the point.
Yeah.
So, well, no. You can be externally
it's
one.
Science.
You can be externally one and internally the
sure.
other.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And sure, you can be like Booba inside, but you have a Kiki streak, but you are fundamentally Booba.
Kiki
yeah.
streak
yeah.
is so funny. Okay.
You can't be
She's
50,
a super
you can't be 50-50.
Super Kiki. She's
okay.
super Kiki.
So Yow. We've All decided right. that Andrea is Kiki outside, Booba inside.
I would agree.
Yep. Isn't it so innate?
It's
you know
so
what
innate.
Medium.
Everybody agrees.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that Andrea is Kiki outside, Booba inside.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie is Booba outside, Kiki inside.
Okay.
A little switcheroo.
Okay.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I always like opposite. I like a little double. I like a one on the outside, different on the inside, because that person's interesting to me.
The duality.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you also, you like a Kiki Kiki.
I mean, the Kiki Kiki will, because I had a cold father.
Yeah.
So a Kiki Kiki, if it's a nice Kiki Kiki, I'll go in.
And I love a Booba Booba.
Yes.
We are adults.
Yes. This is.
You are adults listening to a podcast with other adults.
This is science. I explained
Kiki,
this
Kiki,
to
Booba, Booba. Yeah,
my
great.
Engineer fiance, and he was like, that's stupid. It makes no sense. And I'm like, you're stupid. It makes no
right.
sense.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah. Thank you. It does.
It makes sense.
So
for sure.
I think let's break it down a little more so that people understand what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah.
So you're Kiki outside because you're pointy and spiky and scary.
Yeah.
But you're Booba inside because you're like this bleeding heart kind person who lets 2-week open micers follow you around and figure out how comedy works.
Yeah.
And you like let people cry to you at bars and it's crazy and I don't know how you do it. So Andrea's Kiki outside, Booba inside.
Yeah.
I'm Booba outside truly because I have huge cans of curly hair.
Yeah.
And Kiki inside because I'm kind of a little standoffish and mean unless you're one of my friends.
Yeah, you got your defenses up a little bit.
And I also am like I wasn't for so long that now I'm very like don't if somebody wrongs me or fucks with me, I'm very like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my like Kiki inside.
And I think this is a good juncture to say a bad Kiki is mean and just mean.
And
like
just
a,
mean.
Yeah, like a bad Kiki's been
yeah.
maybe bit like
bitter.
Wronged is bitter. And is not trying to, like, improve or get out of the...
May I?
Yes.
You're Kiki, good Kiki outside.
Yeah.
Because you're just kind of, you're very boisterous.
Yow!
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Explosive.
And
yeah.
You're good Kiki inside just because you, your respect needs to be earned.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Nobody's getting it.
Nobody's trying to...
He's getting it.
nobody's trying to, you know, start a pyramid scheme or something.
No.
Something
no.
that would hurt somebody.
Right.
No.
That's a bad Kiki.
That's bad Kiki.
Yeah. A bad okay. Kiki's...
Bad Kiki loves pyramid schemes.
So what's bad Booba?
Bad Booba is like, do you know these people that are like
pathetic
and use it and use it to
we should help these people.
No, but like people who are like pathetic losers and use that to manipulate people. Like people who are like, oh my God, everything is so hard for me.
I get
me.
That.
It's so tough to
that
be
makes
me.
Perfect sense actually.
Like
yeah.
these
yeah.
people who are like who are bad to you by being a little worm.
Well, there are yeah. people that take.
Yes.
Yes.
These are the takers.
And I would say both bad Kiki and bad Booba are takers.
Oh, I mean taking
but in
a,
different flavors.
Yeah, like a, oh man, a very, I don't know why this popped in my head, very small example they will let you buy them all the drinks.
Oh,
they will never offer to buy you a drink.
Kevin, that is a
perfect.
Hey,
I'm a little short this week.
That is a perfect example.
But
hey,
every week you're short.
Hey, do you have a cigarette?
Cigarette, great, yeah.
Every time I see you, you ask me if I have a cigarette.
It's coming from a place of, hey, I don't, you know, I. It's,
and it's like.
You're my friend. Of course you can give me a cigarette, mm-hmm. right?
It's entitled, but at the same time, like, I'm such a loser. And you're like, why do I feel confused around you all the time? I feel like, bad for you, but I'm also like, get out of here.
Or like people who are like, I don't know why, like, I just can't. I just can't get laid. Like, I think I'm a pretty nice guy, but I just can't get laid. And it's like, I don't think you're a pretty fucking nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're kind
you're
of
yelling.
An asshole.
Yeah.
Oh my God, sorry.
Who did you picture
sorry,
just then?
I have
fuck, sorry.
I know exactly who the booba booba person is immediately. And,
yes.
And they, like, as soon
we
as
both
I
both are very turned off by a bad booba booba.
Yes, because they're sneaky. Because I think women specifically have been conditioned to caretake.
Yeah.
So a lot of women have like been like, oh, but he's a loser, or so they've dated him, they've been like the female best friend who's been like, I'm
this is
take-
emotional dialysis machine.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
most of his
dude.
Life.
I can think of so many women booba boobas though too.
I know, oh. I know, I know.
We're not saying names, but we all know some of these people.
Yeah,
but they're like always just a fucking hot mess in a way where it's like, stop crying on my shoulder at 2 a.m. because
figure
you're like,
it out.
Just figure your
just
fucking
get
life
sober.
Up. All you have to do is not be hungover for a day and. And maybe just take stock of what's going on in your life. This isn't my fault.
Yes.
This isn't my fault. Stop. Yeah, all right. All right. Now I'm going to yell. Now
yelling.
I'm going to yell.
You're yelling.
Anyway.
But a good booba booba, right, is someone who is truly just like a warm and welcoming aura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there are people that are just like radiate warmth and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is that's like a booba booba.
Yeah.
Bob Ross.
We love
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross
very
is a
iconic
great example.
Booba booba.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
Booba booba.
Booba booba.
And it's booba booba.
It's like the hubba hubba.
Booba.
But for someone's soul.
Yeah.
Well, it's also hard to be a booba booba because the world is so
kiki. The world
is a vampire.
Your dad's dead. What are you going to do about it? Yeah. So to just still be like, hey, man. And people think booba boobas are like weak or like
or
pussy
dumb,
sometimes
or
dumb. But I'm like, no, they're just like
special,
rising above and special.
Yeah.
And don't you dare talk to. If I have a booba booba in my orbit and someone.
Oh, my God. I will protect a booba booba with my life.
Yeah.
With my life. Because I'm like, they can't. Leave them alone. All they're doing is being perfect and wonderful and nice.
Yeah.
And I'll use my fucking kiki
to
kill for them.
Yeah. I'll kill for a booba booba. So question to you.
Yeah.
What do you think you are? Do outside first and then
I was going to ask you guys what I am.
Okay, we can do it first.
We'll do it first.
Do I need to do my own? Oh, boy. I don't. Okay. So here's something I'm learning recently. Your self-image is always wrong, right?
Yeah.
Assumed my whole life I was just kind of like, hey, whatever. I'm like a fucking butt. And then I'm learning recently that I am so accidentally rude consistently. Not, not like, you know, yelling at someone's kid for
jack off.
Hey,
calling a woman
jerk
off. Yeah.
Jerk off is even worse for some reason.
No, but I just like there's like sometimes an edge to my line of questioning when I'm asking things.
Wow,
where
I love
I'm just
that
trying
you've
to,
learned this about yourself. Yeah. I thought I was gonna have to tell you today.
Oh, you fuck off. I hate that.
Hey,
all right.
It's one of the things I like about you.
Yeah.
Where my just trying to get to the point is sometimes maybe mistaken for like a brash.
Or like a curtness.
Curtness.
Yeah.
Where I'm just trying. Kind of like, yo, we're
really,
friends. I can be real. Why are you wearing that stupid hat?
But it really,
you know what I mean?
Wow, yeah. There's always a lot of comments flying my
you know?
Way about
well,
my
you dress like a clown. But,
what the
fuck? It really vibes with me well because I have ADHD, so I can't stand when people are like,
let's
dancing
get to it.
Around the thing.
Same.
So I love when someone is just like, what are you doing? What is that about?
So something that
I can't listen to you be like, hey, I know that, like, you might not want to talk about this, blah, blah. And it's, like, 5 minutes later, you ask me a question. Just be like, what was that? Why'd you do that?
Yeah. So this is something that when my girlfriend and I started dating would drive her nuts. And now she's kind of accepted it. And
wear her down.
I will go.
Wear her down.
No, not wearing her down. Love your partner, warts and all.
Yes, I agree with that.
Acceptance.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll just, it's, you know, somebody will ask something or do something and I'll just go, why?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
a hard, blunt why.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm like being critical. It's because I just wanted to fucking know why. And I don't think I need to be like, hey, really appreciate yeah. the thing you're doing. But yeah. Yeah. I was just kind of curious if this is, well, just why are you doing it like that? Okay, got it. And that's like maybe a little, you know, spectrum-y or
you
something,
know what else
but it's
you
fucking
do
true.
That's fun?
Just get to the facts.
You know what else you do fun? That's fun. Sometimes I'll tell you why I did something, and then you'll just tell me why I did something, and it's a way worse reason.
Oh, really? Can you give me any yeah. bets?
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's because you're deeply insecure, and you're like, okay.
No, it's, yeah, like, well, yeah, dude, like, I'll be yeah. like,
correct.
I'll be like, oh, I like, I did this thing because I wanted to do something nice for this person. You'll be like, because you wanted them to like you.
Oh,
and
God
I have
damn.
To be like, and I have to be like, well, yeah, also that.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
sorry.
That's the undercurrent of how I exist because I'm terrified of
yeah,
people
that's
leaving.
The quiet
but
part
whatever,
we don't say out
Kevin.
Loud.
So, okay, sorry, but also,
my boyfriend
was I wrong?
Is also like
Am
this.
Am I wrong?
No,
yeah.
no.
So I'm going to say because of this,
right.
I think if you asked me 2 years ago, I would have said booba. I'm going to say I'm a kiki out, booba in. What do you guys think?
Flip it.
I'm a kiki and booba out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
this
fuck.
Thing you're describing is kiki inner life.
Is it?
Yeah.
But you're booba outside because you're
Tell
like
me
skateboard
more.
Comic guy. you're like skateboard beanie band t-shirt comedian
yeah.
guy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So everybody's like, oh, obviously booba.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you're like, what are you insecure that everyone doesn't like you?
Because like, we all have oh, that okay. insecurity,
yeah,
right?
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm not saying everybody's talking about you behind their back.
Is everyone talking about me behind their back? What?
Oh my God.
What do you
do
mean?
Do you agree
oh
with this
God.
Assessment?
I do. For a little while, I thought you might be booba booba. It's uh-huh. hard. I don't really know how to pin you down.
Ooh, I'll take it. I'm
yeah.
mysterious.
So
he's
mysterious. I think when we met, you and Lizzie are similar in that you bully as your form of as your form of affection. And
shut the
do.
Fuck up.
Yeah, fuck you, nerd.
Shut up. Put on one of your pink coats and cry about it.
Oh, what are yeah. you, a therapist? You fucking dork.
I'll kick your fucking ass.
Kind of. Yeah, right?
I'll
yeah.
get the fuck out of you right now.
Yeah, this is fun for a sensitive person.
I know. I feel bad doing it as a joke now that I actually know you.
Well, and like I can hang, but I am I'm a sensitive guy.
Mm-hmm.
And also I was like bullied. I've been a weird guy forever.
Yeah.
So I got bullied a lot for certain junctures of my
yeah.
life. So if I don't know you,
mm-hmm.
I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck is, hurts mm-hmm. my feelings. Once I know you and I know it's coming from a good place, I enjoy it. But
yeah.
I really hate when I meet someone and I'm not immediately familiar with them and they're like, hey, you piece of shit. And
yeah.
I'm like, fuck you.
So you didn't like me
I'll,
for
I
a
also
while.
I also kind of hate that.
You didn't like me at first. That's okay.
Because she liked you.
So you don't have to sugarcoat it. The answer is
no.
Yeah, so you didn't like me. Okay.
No.
So I just want you to know, so many of my good friends have told me, you know, when I first met you, I didn't like
me
you.
Me too.
I was confused by you.
And it's because people don't, okay, my mom has a very dry
yeah,
sense of
sure.
humor. And I didn't know people don't know when I'm joking
yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I'll say something outlandish
yeah.
in a serious way that I think the words are so silly.
Yeah.
I would never fucking say that
and
mean it.
And the joke
it.
Is very
Turns
much...
Turns out I'm a bully.
Yeah.
Turns out I've been a bully this whole time. Whoops. Didn't
and
know.
The joke is, imagine if I was a person who would say something like this.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but when
yeah.
someone doesn't know you,
yes.
they're like, oh,
yeah.
you're a person,
who
would
say
something
like
this.
So I love, for example, like the Kenny Powers, Eastbound and Down kind of character.
Yeah.
Because they are that guy
yeah.
in earnest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this guy's not in the real world.
Yeah, you're like,
wouldn't
Harry
it be funny
Dean.
If I pretended to be him for a second as an icebreaker?
Yeah.
Turns out it's only funny to me.
I'll argue. I like it.
Yeah. Well, that's why we
that's why we have podcast together
yeah.
right away
yeah.
yeah because we were just saying the worst most despicable
yeah,
things
yeah.
to each other right off the
do you remember that time that we were playing what's that game cornhole
yeah
and
dude.
We were like
yeah,
so we were on opposite
you
teams
got
which
me
means
night.
We were standing next to each other and I said something I don't even remember what it was but I said something so mean to Kevin just trying to throw him off his game of
it worked.
Cornhole that he had to take a lap around the
wow.
bar and come
it
back.
It was something like your dead dad thinks you're a failure.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like, what the hell?
Was,
We're
yeah.
playing a game.
I was doing all
like, oh
dead
God.
Dad and hairline stuff. And it was
oh,
really
yeah, that's what it was.
Too.
Hey, try not to
stuff.
Blind them with your bald
yeah,
spot.
He went to,
like,
he went to
like,
throw a beanbag. And I went,
dude.
By the way, nobody's talking about your hairline
yeah.
behind your back.
Yeah, man.
I
thought it was great. I loved it.
It was
yeah.
one of the more fun times I've had at that bar.
Hey, man, come on.
Come on, baby.
I mean, I think that's like, I think that's like a similar kin to like the really fucked up thing is super funny to me. It's the same brain, but I don't trust anybody. It takes me like 6 months to be like, all right, you're fine.
And I think, I don't think I'm more trusting than you, but I do think because I'm one of those people who bullies out of love, I can like see the glint in your eye. If you're like,
You guys are both also both Irish Catholic pieces of shit.
Hell yeah, brother.
And that's you, that's a specific flavor of personality that I've like become more acquainted with because you all hang out with each other in hives of hatred.
We hang out and either drink or white knuckle not drinking.
So like I've grown fond of the Irish Catholic pieces of shit, but you guys are a real abrupt opening. But
we can be a tough sell.
And I'm booba. I'm also Canadian booba, which is the softest booba there is.
Sorry.
We're like very vulnerable members of society,
and I'm Irish Catholic East Coast, which is very like move. Like there's no sorry involved if I'm in a move.
New York turns everyone's kiki up a little bit. Naturally.
New York is the kikiest city in the world.
But
it's also inner life booba. I would argue.
Inner life booba?
Because neighbors
New York
help
is
each
one
other.
Of the only cities.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Also, New York is one of the only cities where no matter what your fucking thing is, you can find a community of people that's also their thing.
Totally.
It doesn't, if it's a sex thing, if it's an art thing, if it's a science thing, there's always, you're going to find a bar where those people hang out. And you can go there every night and like everybody knows your name, but you have to find it. It's kiki. New York is very kiki until you find your little booba pocket that you get to live in. And then it's like the greatest place in the
world. That's true. Also, the city really bands together when there's something tragic that happens.
COVID? Oh, my
COVID,
God.
COVID, 100%. I remember
9-11. I remember 9-11.
9-11
I'll always remember.
There's a real love thy neighbor thing going on here. 100%.
It's like that old.
It's just New Yorkers. Here's my theory. Sorry to interrupt, but here's my theory about the kikiness of New York, especially when people visit and they assume New Yorkers are going to be rude. And it's like, I needed directions and five people helped me. It wasn't so bad. Here's the thing. New Yorkers are just always running late.
We're just in a hurry.
Coffee in our hands.
Not like walk out of New York City. It's just like the fucking infrastructure kind of sucks. And we always just missed a train. It's not personal.
And also we all have like 90 things we're doing every day. So I'm gonna be late to one, and that's when you're gonna ask me for directions. That's just how this city is built. But it's like there's the old thing that people have said that's like LA is nice but not kind, and New York is kind but not nice.
I agree with that.
New York is not polite.
LA's booba out, kiki in.
This is what I'm saying, Kevin, and bad kiki in.
Does that mean we're LA though?
No, because we're different. Because we're good kiki in.
Yeah, we're good kiki in. That's right. Put it on the board.
LA.
Put kiki on the board.
Put kiki on the board.
Can I ask you guys a question? What do you think you are attracted to in a romantic partner?
Whoa,
Lizzie.
Dude.
Kiki booba.
Kiki booba.
Kiki outside, booba inside.
All right.
Guy who looks scary and mean.
Yeah.
Inside, soft,
mushy.
But only. This is so revealing. But only when we're alone.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Guy
who's like kind of abrupt and funny.
Yeah.
And like kind of rude.
Yeah.
But in a fun way.
Ding, ding, ding.
And then once we're alone is like, oh, what, do you want a glass of water? You know, like that's my guy.
Yeah. What about you, Kev?
Oh, man. I don't know because I am. I don't have. Oh, man. I'm having a hard time with this. I don't know because I've dated women that are like, hey, we're fucking talking shit, blah, blah, blah. And I've done the exact opposite. I've done so many different formations, and I don't think there's a consistent
answer.
I don't know.
That you like the most. Like, you're in a serious relationship.
I think I like that. Man, I can tell you I want to. Dude, I can't answer this. I truly can't answer this.
Yeah, I'll answer.
I think your girlfriend is booba booba.
I think she is booba booba. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone feels safe and lovely around a booba booba.
I think you want to feel safe and loved.
I do want to feel safe and loved. I do. I've been, again, learning a lot about myself.
That's the clip. Kevin wants to feel safe and loved.
We want to talk attachment styles. Turns out I'm pretty anxious.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
So, relax, everybody.
We're Irish Catholic. We're anxious attachment.
right? Yeah. So, hey, you know, an alcoholic father and an emotionally distant mother will do that to a guy. Okay, yeah. let's get into it. Yeah. But so I think I need like a little extra reassurance.
Yes.
I know I do. I don't know why I said think. It's apparent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you need to be able to like play with me. So can with boobas play?
Boobas love to play.
Boobas love to play.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go booba booba.
You're booba booba.
I'm a kiki kiki guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrea wants a kiki kiki.
No one will hook me in with their claws more than a kiki kiki.
Yeah.
And
so your boyfriend's a real piece of shit is what you're saying.
I'm in an abusive relationship. Please help me. No, good kiki. But if you're sharp on the outside, I'm like, ooh, what are you?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I was going to say, I've dated a booba in kiki out.
Yeah.
And there is something to a little bit where I'm kind of like, ah, yeah, you're just kidding though, right?
Yeah. So my favorite.
Whereas you're like, fuck me up.
Yeah, 100%. I'm a cutter in terms of the people I
choose. My favorite like trope of man is he hates everyone but you.
Yeah.
That's like that's like my guy.
Mine's the guy
who's like an asshole to everyone and then is like, hey, but you're cool.
Doesn't that cause problems when you bring them around your friends though?
Yes. And that's why I don't date those guys anymore.
Hey, good for you.
Yes.
Yeah. But if I'm talking about my lizard brain, that's what it wants.
How's have we talked about this? You're seeing a guy.
No, I don't want to. Every time I talk about a guy on a podcast, it ends. So
okay, so we're
let's
not
give
bringing
it another
it up.
Month or two.
All right, all right, cool.
And to be clear,
last time I announced I had a boyfriend on the podcast, he called me a rat bitch and tried to ruin my life.
Yeah, that's not great. I mean, also to extrapolate on my kiki insides, my fiance is like acts of service kind and he really takes care of me, and sometimes, you know, sometimes he'll be like abrupt or whatever, but he's never mean to me. I'm just there's like a bad motherfucker thing.
Your
that makes me feel
fiance,
really comfy.
I think is good kiki in the way that he's like smart and kind of like, I don't know if this is the best word, but kind of analytical.
Yes.
And you're like
dumb and fun.
You know? You're like wild and crazy. And he's like, hey, we're going to be late.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he takes care of me with his kikiness.
Yeah. You're like running around lighting candles and like doing spells. Yeah. And he's like, we actually have to leave if we're going to make the train.
Which I turns out I need. And he's like very kind in that he takes care of. There's not a lot of people who actually like show up and do the thing. And kikis tend to be able to execute. And that's like very attractive to me. He's like a motivated person.
Kikis are the kind of people who like, if someone you love dies, they'll clean your apartment.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas like a booba will hold you.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got to change how I classified my girlfriend.
Yeah. That's
she
true.
Is a doer. When something bad happens.
Because I was also thinking she might be kiki inside because she's also like a like accomplished career
she's
person.
An accomplished career woman
but
who
I think boobas can do that.
Who fucking she like talking about feelings is hard for her, right?
Sing
I will fucking
sister.
Ramble on all day, blah 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 blah. She needs time to like sit and process it because she feels feelings like physically, right? Not like I verbalize, right?
Yeah.
It's so much easier for her to be like, okay, you're having a hard time. How can we give you like a good day? Let me plan that for you.
Yeah,
let me feed you. Let me blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, like when we talked about on the last episode that our friend Kenny passed away and when he was in the hospital, your girlfriend showed up with Popeyes for everybody.
She immediately dropped me off. She's like, you stay here. I'm going to go feed everybody. I'm going to go do whatever I can to make things easy.
But
for
I would
people.
Also argue that is just good partner stuff.
Yeah.
Like I do think there are booba people who will do the same thing just because it's what like needs to be done.
Yeah.
But it is like, it is organized in a way.
Also,
you know what
like,
I mean?
Yeah.
My kiki.
So boobas can do a spreadsheet.
Boobas can do a spreadsheet. Okay. Kikis will crush a spreadsheet.
Boobas can do a spreadsheet, but they're going to be like, okay, I gotta do a spreadsheet. And a kiki will be like, nah, nah, nah.
Yeah, and like my kiki lives in, he's got a lot of walls. So when they come down a little bit, I'm like, ooh, like I'm like excited.
I like
to take care of people. So if someone like, it's hard for them to be taken care of, there's some like rat brain thing where I'm like, I'm gonna get in there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get in there and help you. Cause he does everything.
You love
like,
a project.
He does everything for everyone. And I'm like, I want to do things for you.
Yeah.
And I have great joy. He's just doesn't like, he's always had to be like the one who takes care of everything because that's just how he grew up. So I'm like, let me rub your feet.
Yeah.
And he enjoys it.
And that's a good, that's why Kiki's and Booba's are symbiotic.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
I think we should take a break and move on to our next little game because I'm excited about
it. It's a fun game. We'll be right back. What's your price for flight? Hey, welcome back, Kiki's, Booba's, Booba's, Kiki's.
Booba, Booba, Kiki, Kiki.
Dude, I forgot you were recording. I thought you were just singing that. I was going to be like, do we need a helper?
I just upped my meds, so we're doing good, buddy.
Yay.
Nice.
I was such an exacerbated, I've been telling you to do this for 5 years.
Finally. Maybe I'll get some fucking sleep.
You have been a burden. Anyways, let's play a fun game.
Oh my God. You have not been a burden.
I know. Thank you. Booba.
Okay, we're going to play a game that we've played before on the podcast, and we play a lot in our personal lives. I have to cough. Sorry.
Yep. So the game is, usually it was started with like, what would you, if you had to sleep with this person,
and think of an undesirable.
Yeah. 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 A real Booba Booba, a bad Booba Booba.
Think of somebody I don't want to sleep with. I had to sleep with them.
But that's not what we're going to do.
Okay.
But the game started as Andrea or I would name a person we both know.
Yeah.
And in order, what it would take to sleep with them. So you have to either name an amount of money.
Okay.
If there's no amount of money, the next level is for all your hopes and dreams to come true. And even if that still doesn't do it, the next level is, would you do it to live? As in, if you don't do it, you die.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And you have to tell us what it would take.
This doesn't seem too tough.
Yeah.
Who would rather die than... Well, let's see what the list is.
Yeah. There's people.
Okay. First one... But this isn't, we're not going to name people.
Yeah.
And be like, wouldn't you rather die than fuck them? We're not going to do that.
I thought you could be like Hitler or something like that. Okay, go on.
No, we're going to do like situations kind of.
Oh, okay.
So the first one I'll hit you with, and we'll all answer.
Okay.
What would it take for you to publicly, earnestly freestyle rap? Again, an amount of money.
On TikTok.
For all your hopes and dreams.
Being serious.
Or to live. And you gotta mean it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I've been in a car with somebody who is good at freestyle rapping.
White or black?
White.
Okay.
Wow.
This was maybe 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Driving around, something comes on, and they just started going. And then they just tried to throw it to other people in the car.
Ooh.
And they threw it to somebody else, and they were actually doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. And then they threw it to me. Turns out, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the kind of quiet that fell over the car.
Yeah.
When you can tell.
It's like bombing on Romania's Got Talent.
It's almost worse because those fucking people didn't know who I am, why I'm there, what I'm saying. This is three other people in a car that feel embarrassed for me.
Yeah.
Not a great feeling.
Embarrassed for you stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrea. Yeah. So.
A lot of people have been embarrassed for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Every day someone would argue.
But also, it's not so bad because I don't think anybody's expecting me to be good at it.
Right. Yeah.
So I would take I would take 5K.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
To earnestly freestyle rap 5K, huh?
In what scenario?
Do you need money?
That's a free $5,000, whatever.
Like, it's online and all of your friends and peers and everybody is going to see it.
Including
and they're going to know that you were doing your best and it wasn't a bit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so wait, so the setup is like, all right, guys.
It's like almost poetry.
It's like you went on
level.
Instagram Live and everybody saw it.
I was going to say, like, it's like MTV's Made or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, this has always been Kevin's dream.
Yes.
Let's give a big round of applause for MC Escher.
Yeah. Totally.
What you know is
all right,
not
we're gonna
a test.
Need to,
my name is Kevin and
beat.
I'm here to say.
All right.
I girls and I'm not gay.
To live, obviously. Yeah. Hopes and dreams, obviously. Monetary, I can bump that up a little bit, but I think I would do 10K or less.
Okay.
Easy.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
I think it would take 20K for me.
Yeah, I'm surprised yours isn't higher.
Well, I could use the money.
Publicly trying is not something that you love to do.
I hate.
Also privately trying.
Nothing, yeah. Hey, what the hell? Yeah. There is nothing I hate in life more than publicly being bad at something.
Yeah.
If I go on like a date and the guy's like, here's a fun thing. Let's go.
No, already
bowling.
I hate it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I'm not good at bowling and I'm going to get weird. I'm okay. I'm very competitive.
Yeah.
The guy that I'm seeing now plays darts. He's good at darts.
Yeah.
So he'll take me to a bar and he'll be like, do you want to? And I'm like, I will watch you. I am not going to humiliate myself in front of you and everyone
here.
Okay. It's like a bad, I'm very competitive and I really hate being bad at things in front of people.
Yeah.
It makes me feel small and weird and bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time being at least decent at the things I have to do publicly.
Yeah.
So I will say I'm going to go 25K.
All right. Nice. I'd do it for like $300.
I knew it was going to be
you freestyle rap at a comedy show for $50.
I was going to say, like, I'm pretty sure I've seen you do this.
I'm also like insane coded on the internet.
Yeah. So people would be like, all right.
Yeah. They'd be like, she's during the pandemic. There was a time where I was doing shots of apple cider vinegar and dancing to Britney Spears with knives.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So I'm like, that was scary. And
yeah.
No one asked me to do that. So fucking few hundy.
What would it take for you to bust it out right now? If I Venmo you $20.
Yeah, if we both Venmo you $25.
Give me a topic to rap about.
But you have to really try.
You have to really try.
You can't laugh.
I'm very brave.
You can't laugh.
Well, you're wearing the hat and goggles. How about, can you rap about steampunk?
Yeah.
Blimps and gears.
Ooh.
And
time travel. I feel like they like time travel.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think that's one of their things.
Polly and steampunk is kind of whack.
Oh,
you think
awesome.
You're normal, but you're totally off track.
Oh, cool. Keep going.
You have to keep going.
You think you're sexy, but you make me puke. You come near me and I rebuke. Steampunks are old and sad. They can't fuck. Their vibe is bad.
This is the whitest thing I've ever seen in my life. That was very good.
I'll be performing at a bowling alley near you.
I'm not sending you any money.
You know, we didn't even have to pay her.
We didn't
rules.
Even have to pay her.
I'll do it.
She just did it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, let's do the. I found one in here that's very good. Nope.
I just peeked at your notes and read the most insane sentence of my life.
That was for a different episode.
We've talked about this already.
Okay, so the note was from an old episode we did with Zahid Devji.
Yeah.
And if you listen to that episode, you might know about this, but the note just says, eat a horse pussy guy.
Not the guy who fucks a horse, but the guy who wants
guy
to
who
eat a horse's pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful. Go back and listen to that episode.
It's great.
Okay, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do two things are going to happen because they're both bad.
Okay.
First of all, a recording is released of you doing the baby voice you do around your significant other.
Oh, boy. That's so
And along with
fucking
the recording, also the cutesy texts. The little cute text with the little purse, that emoji that we send to each other.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
This is
But
also-
it's not even, it's not hi, baby. It's way worse.
Yeah, what are you up to?
The real, I'm not going to do, what? So now I have to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you have to do it now.
I don't know that I can fake
it. I freestyle rapped. How dare you?
I genuinely don't know if I can fake it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because it, baby voice comes from your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
And like when you try to fake it, that's like what we just did where we're like, hey, baby, can you
make
But that's not actual
that's not
baby
it.
Voice.
Yeah.
Actual baby voice, like, I don't notice I'm doing it until it's happening.
It's real.
It's so real.
It's probably one of the, that's the most vulnerable thing
I
you can do.
I would so much rather my nudes leak.
My entire asshole spread open.
Than baby voice and cutesy text.
Yeah. Kevin.
My fucking girlfriend, bring her up again, has a bad habit of not asking me before she posts what I thought were intimate moments.
Yeah, your girlfriend really
I've seen
lets
this,
it all
and
hang
I,
out.
I've been like, oh, yeah, Kevin's
so,
doing baby voice in that photo.
I hate it.
Fair enough.
I
also
hate
it as well, for the record.
Next time she does that, will you fucking message me like, hey, stop doing this?
I'll comment on this and be like, well, yikes.
Yeah, I'll comment puke emoji.
Yeah.
So it's already happened to me.
Yeah.
So unfortunately.
No, but that's not, the photos are not the same as true baby voice.
Yeah.
Has she posted a video of baby voice?
Dude, I hate it. I hate it way more than the freestyle rapping. That is definitely.
Yeah. I really wish we could all do it right now, but I truly
it's hard.
Don't know
I can't tap into it.
Yeah.
I truly don't know how to tap in.
Irish Catholic pieces of shit.
No, it's just like she's right. There's a difference between doing what we think it is and what it actually
is. And what it really is so intimate and humiliating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that like I can do it
there's
in front
of a softness to you that's you can't emulate.
Yeah. And it's crazy that like I can do it in front of someone I've known for a month and not you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's because the nature of our relationship is like you've fucked me.
Yeah.
So now I can be like, will you give me a glass of water or whatever, you know?
I will do...
Which, again, that isn't it. I can't fake it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the same system I did before. I'm going to work top down.
Great.
To live, yes. Hopes and dreams, yes. Monetary value, we got to be hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to be like 250,000.
Yeah.
Enough to where I have kind of like some fuck you money.
Yeah.
To be like.
Comedians are going to see this.
Every comedian you know is going to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
And they're going to be sending it to each other.
Oh,
yeah. But I have a jet ski. So.
But you have a jet ski.
You have a jet ski.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would need to be able to buy a home to escape to, I think.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm really lowballing. A home's going to be like a million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a home.
Yeah.
I'll take a home.
I'll
put
it
in home.
I'll do a million.
I'll do a milli.
Yeah.
I'll do a million. Okay. A million. We're doing a million for baby voice.
$1 million.
Here, a million.
Oh my God. Baby voice sucks.
It sucks. It's horrible. And I love it.
I like this one. Okay. It can't be a bit. You can't act like it's a bit. You have to act like it's who you are. Wear a karate outfit all the time. of the time, wear a karate outfit, bit.
But I can't be a bit, like, I need to walk into a room and, like, and stand like this.
No. Karate's so pedophile-coded.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
okay,
really a tough.
Okay, go on. I mean,
white suburban karate is pedophile-coded.
Is it?
I think so.
There's, like, hot chicks that do karate. No. There's hot chicks that do jiu-jitsu. If you're...
Yeah.
Karate's, like, something's... going on.
Really?
Doing karate, I think, is the same as getting into like gratitude and affirmations too much.
Yeah.
Becoming religious.
Yeah.
Like joining some sort of weird dork community.
Yeah.
Karate's like, hey man, are you?
Hey man, what happened?
What are you running
you're
from?
Part of a dork community.
I know that.
Okay.
And stand-up
and also, a lot has happened to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're not doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If like someone you know who's like normal and doing great starts doing karate, check on them.
Yeah. Martial arts are really
jiu-jitsu, okay. I think they could just be trying to get hot.
Yes. Yeah.
But karate?
Yeah.
Check on them.
I feel like, you know, the not needing to pick out an outfit every day could be quite a time saver.
Yeah. You gotta go on stage in karate outfit and it's not a bit, it's who you are.
The belt is there too.
The belt is there and you gotta
I think it would help.
Stance.
Yeah.
Dude, if I had all sorts of bits about being like a karate master, like on Judah Friedlander's like the world champion, like that could only help me.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I'll do how much you got on you? I'll do it right now.
$50.
You'll do karate outfit every day? I have $50 on me.
Every day for how long?
I don't know, ever?
No, I think a year, because Ever's crazy. You're getting married in a karate outfit.
Yeah, actually, that rules. Yeah. I would easily do that for a house again. Yeah.
House.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I wouldn't do it for house. So much of how I identify is how I dress.
Me too.
So.
Hopes and dreams.
Also, like, I can't show up my fat ass or my soon-to-be fake-ass tits if I'm wearing a karate outfit.
Right.
I just look like a white
also,
blob.
I look terrible in white.
Yeah.
I look really bad in white.
We would look like
they have
pigs.
Different colored ones, right?
I'm talking the classic.
White robe.
Yeah.
And the belt, you can't lie.
It's called a gi.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called a karate gi. It's called a karate gi, and it's like a little top and little scrub pants and a belt.
Okay, but do I know karate?
No, you're who you are in a karate outfit.
Yeah.
I'm like eating chicken wings in a karate.
Yeah, yeah.
Just using it as a napkin.
No, because you respect it.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're drinking a liquid death at a bar in a karate outfit.
So I'm basically, who's that fucking guy with the ponytail who's like a sham, but he's like a karate guy.
Oh,
he's like in all the movies. You know what I'm talking about. Fat guy. He became a cop.
Yes, I love that he became a cop.
You know who I'm talking about.
Not Sylvester Stallone.
No, something with an S, though.
Shulman?
No. Does anybody know?
Well, Tiger Shulman is the white guy who teaches karate across the country.
So
it'll come back to us.
So I'm basically that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah. That guy rules.
A house.
That guy rules in a very ironic way.
Yes.
I could pull it off, I think.
Yeah, I'm doing it for hopes and dreams. But then what if all my hopes and dreams come true and I have to do like an HBO special in my karate outfit?
Not great.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Let's do one more of these and then should we close on my... Well,
also Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's do Kevin's.
Earnestly make out with your best friend.
To live. Yeah.
No offense.
None taken.
No offense
None
to live.
Taken. Ooh, oh.
Earnestly, like, I've always...
Yeah, not like in a funny way.
I've always felt this
you
way about
you. You
get to
see your friend go...
Yeah, this face?
The lean.
Oh,
the,
my God.
Who are you thinking of?
I don't have like a best friend.
Yeah.
I have like five people that I'm slotting in one after another.
And it all sucks.
And it all sucks.
Yeah.
I was thinking like maybe if I lean to one, it could be better. It's all tough.
Dog shit.
Yeah.
Dude, it would be, do they feel the same way, I guess, is the big question.
No, I don't think so.
I think they're giving it a shot.
And then it's weird afterwards.
Yeah.
So many lonely people have
okay,
done this.
So yes to live, because
it's to live.
Yeah.
Hopes and dreams and nothing less.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would make out with you earnestly for hopes and dreams.
Yeah,
I feel
would
like,
want that
here's,
for
you. Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
I feel like after that, it ruins the friendship and it's weird. So you're losing your best friend effectively.
Yeah,
is
so
where my
need,
mind goes.
You need your hopes and dreams.
Yeah,
it's not money that I want.
No,
for that.
No.
That's not worth it.
No, that's there's no amount of money.
No,
friends.
But what if it was fucking awesome?
It won't be. It wouldn't be.
It won't be.
There's no way.
There's no way. But if it was, kind of a game changer. Oh God, we'd have such a great life.
Yeah, we'd have a beautiful
life. If it was awesome.
Sorry, Dan.
We'd have such a wonderful life.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Last one. Again, earnestly and publicly, date an open furry. And I'm saying they wear the suit. They're wearing the suit to the bar. And it is a sex thing, and everyone knows it's a sex thing.
Wow. Okay.
Hopes and dreams.
I am not going to yuck anybody's yum here.
No, but, you know, it's not my yum.
If it was, but if I'm dating them, then it's not a deal breaker, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And I'd like to think I am accepting enough of a person where I would be fine with it. However, I'm thinking about meeting family.
Yes.
I'm thinking about going to a friend's wedding.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it also is like, at all these moments, everybody is learning what you're sexually into. And it's something weird.
But lady furries often have, like, slamming bodies.
Yeah, but they're still dressed like a fucking cat.
I don't mind it.
Okay, so the monetary thing doesn't work because I'm going to need it to keep coming back every year. So it's going to have to be hopes and dreams for me.
Yeah,
hopes and dreams.
Are
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, I don't think this is yucking anyone's yum because most people who are furries aren't, like, going to the bar in the outfit.
No.
They're doing it in the privacy of their home.
With other furries.
I'm talking about somebody who's like acting like a dog at your friend's birthday party.
Because that just feels rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rude and embarrassing.
I don't care about what you're into. I don't kink shame.
You could slide in any kink here.
It's more about...
And be like, if this person did it all the time in public, it'd be fucking crazy.
You know, I know two men who identify as dogs who got dog married in front of me. Yeah, and it was beautiful. I was
How
like,
long have they been together in dog years?
They've been together for 200 dog years. They're still together.
That's great.
So
well, yeah, they
found each other.
No offense, have to be.
Yeah, they
like. Yeah.
So shout out to the dog couple.
Oh, I didn't know dogs mate for life.
Yo, where my dogs at?
Let's take a quick break and then we'll finish it off with Kevin's respectfully segment.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin's got a grievances list because he's a bitter cunt. So let's...
Kiki inside Kevin has a bunch of things he fucking hates.
Yeah. So read the list and we'll talk about the one that...
Lights our fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to say, I said this to you off mic, but like an hour before the show, you were like, oh, by the way, you need to come with something.
I forgot.
Yeah.
And so I just started as I was walking around the neighborhood, just kind of making notes. And turns out there's a lot of stuff that really... Yeah. Irks me. Here we go.
Really grinds your gears. Yeah. Steampunk reference.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Family Guy reference. Steampunk reference.
Yeah. All right,
slut shaming. Okay. Respectfully, do I need to put it in the form of a question?
Give us a respectfully.
I just don't understand these fucking guys. It's a lot of women do this too, but guys are more overt.
Yeah.
Of like they want like women to fuck them, but also if they find out you like are sexually open, then you're like a bad person. Doesn't make sense to me at all.
Can I make a real spicy counterpoint to this?
Yeah. Again.
Here we go. Agreed. Mm-hmm. My body count is who even knows. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes you great at fucking and you know what you like. And I'm 100% anti slut shaming, except for this instant. It's not even shaming. And it kind of comes from your bit as sex is a form of self harm.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're fucking people you hate just to feel something or to feel bad or to do something bad to yourself, like you're having a good time. Or you're getting a little dopamine hit.
Totally.
Then I think your friends can be like, hey, man.
But intervening is different than shaming.
Yeah,
hold on.
I agree.
I agree with you. Any acting out.
Yeah.
Instead of dealing with your problems.
Yeah.
It could be alcohol, drugs, sex, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Karate.
Driving fast.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I think with...
What I'm talking about is...
People who are like, you're gross.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is a dude that on a fucking... Like, there's like a sex worker. She has like an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Will leave a comment being like, fatherless activities.
Yeah. Oh.
And we get that on this podcast.
And well, y'all, you guys need to shut the fuck up. Because you're intimidated by a woman who's confident in her body.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. That has nothing to do with you. It drives me nuts because it's like, dude... You mean to tell me you wouldn't fuck this chick?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
You're so
like,
mad
you're
that
subscribed
you never
to her OnlyFans and yet you're going to publicly try to put her down? It just doesn't make sense. And it just comes from a place of fear and insecurity, and it drives me nuts.
I love this lightning love round this. Respectfully. Yeah. Keep going.
The second one I had written down, bay leaves.
Take them out.
Can we stop putting bay leaves and shit?
Bring them out.
You can put them in. Take them out.
Take them out. Why do I gotta fucking chomp into a bay leaf every time I have curry?
Also, do you know?
And then I feel like a bigot when I'm quietly removing the bay leaves.
Also, I love when you're having dinner with someone and you get to find out they're stupid because they go, "There's a fucking leaf in my food."
I know.
You have to be like, "Yeah, it's food."
So just to be clear, I'm going to rattle through these and then we'll pick one?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, or we can keep lightning rounding them, but I like this.
All right. The Bachelor is the most sexist TV show on television.
Rancid.
Yeah. Okay, I'll
And it makes
I'll
women look stupid and annoying, and it perpetuates all of the negative stereotypes.
I've never seen an episode of The Bachelor before. A couple years ago. Me and my girlfriend started dating, and she was like, "It's Bachelor night on Mondays." And I was like, "All right, cool, watch it." Dude, I didn't know there's like the overnight thing where they... Yeah. These 23-year-old women are coerced by a bunch of producers and cameras
and a bunch of producers
to be like, "Hey, if you don't fuck this guy, he's not going to pick you."
Yeah.
And yet women are like, "It's so romantic. It's manipulative and it's wrong."
I agree.
All right. Next.
I love feminist soapbox, Kevin, who hates bay leaves.
America sucks, but also rules. Parentheses. Don't be smug, Europe. Asterisk. Same for people in New York. All right.
Asterix, R.I.P. Toby Keith. Did you know about that? Did I just break that
to
you?
No, what happened with Toby Keith?
He died today.
When? Today?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, huh. Fun.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought
Thanks,
you knew.
Thanks, Lizzie.
I thought you knew.
We're here to make you feel
bad. I really
bad.
Thought America Rules was coming from that
My
knowledge.
Next point was Toby Keith.
Toby Keith, racist but awesome.
Yeah.
You're from Canada. You're from upstate.
Yep.
I'm from the Midwest. There's like a real problem with people acting like New York is the only city.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And there's
but
also
it is.
A
Fuck you.
There's also an annoying thing. No, dude. There's so much.
Yeah, but
dude.
I'm from upstate New York, so I do think New York is the only city. But
you guys are wrong.
I've learned recently that it's not because of places that you and I have gone to together.
Sure.
I'll concede.
There are so many things that are great that New York doesn't have. Go to fucking New Orleans. It's a magical city.
I hate New Orleans more than any place I've ever been in my life.
How?
It is a tragic, drunk clown car that is so sad and scary. I'm also sober.
I'm sober too. It's not. It's the music in the streets. It's the culture.
Like
it's the food. It has the best food in the country.
It's fine.
It's the best.
It's fine.
There's so much good food that you can't get in New York. New York has no... like ribs, no fried chicken. They don't know how to do Southern food at fucking all of here. It's garbage. The whole South of America has the best food in the country. hands down. You go up to Washington State, go up to fucking Puget Sound, fucking
yeah,
hang
Puget
out.
Sound
go
is
to the
beautiful.
Grand Canyon. It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
you know
Grand
what I mean?
Canyon's a hole, right. But otherwise I agree with
There's
you.
There's so much stuff out there. Yeah, and people yeah. act like, oh, I can't get a slice of pizza at 2 a.m. It
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, that's
Grow
like
up.
Yeah. stupid
Grow
New Yorker
the fuck
stuff.
Up.
Okay.
And the same as in on a larger scale, Europe. You know what I mean?
Like, Yeah. Europe loves to shit on America.
They love to shit on America, but here's the thing is like the states are too different from the different countries that make up the EU. Like yeah. if you go to like I said, New Orleans, it's a completely different vibe than if you okay, not everybody does. Yeah, not everybody does. But it, like go to like the swamps of Florida and check out hang out on a fucking fan boat and
see a gator
and then
we gotta go find a gator.
And then go to the deserts, you know, and go to fucking Reno and just revel in like the trash of it. I don't know, man. There's just so much.
There's a lot of
more variety in America than Americans
also,
or Europeans
America
realize.
America is diverse in a way that most countries aren't, I think. Like,
that's what I'm
America
saying.
America has like culture on top of culture on top of culture from all different places. And then you like go to London and they're like, all of our Chinese food is beige. And you're like, I can't be here
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that being said, of course, clearly from the way I'm talking, I'm a bleeding heart liberal cuck. There's so many fucking problems with this country. I can't
sure,
stand
yeah.
it. But I do think there's more culturally than we give ourselves credit for.
Agree.
That's all. It should be okay to disagree with people. This is just a big sweeping thing that like it sucks that I don't even have like an exact example for this, but I do find myself with friends or strangers finding that it's easier to just agree with the person I'm talking to because. Mm-hmm. Debate isn't lighthearted anymore.
Yeah, everything's so charged.
Now
yeah.
debate, if I disagree with your point on something, then you are
New
making
Orleans,
assumptions
perhaps?
About how I vote.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's fine. It's okay to disagree with your
well,
friends.
Discourse yeah. is like actually how people begin to like understand each other mm-hmm. better, and we are not yeah. doing that anymore.
And it's also no. like, it's no. so easy for you to disagree with someone, and then one of you thinks the other is a bigot.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, yeah. just... No, not in this argument.
Yeah.
You know, like there could be, I'm just going to use this as an example that just came up, but there could be someone who's like, you're like, I hate New Orleans. And there could be someone who's like, oh, Andrea doesn't like, isn't open to culture.
Yeah.
That isn't her
yeah.
own.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, mm-hmm. or you just went to a city and didn't have a good time.
She's like George W. Bush. Yeah. She hates New Orleans
yeah.
and the
go,
people that live there.
You can just go to a city. Yeah. Oh,
pretty charged.
You can just
Andrea.
Go to a city and have a bad time also and yeah. not be like a bad guy.
I don't like the heat and I'm not impressed by the food. That's my stance.
You all need to wash your hands more.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's a big
yeah,
one
I got
for
a
me.
Parasite from someone out there that probably didn't wash their hands and boy yeah. am I paying on the back end.
Also,
for that.
I'll say this. If you're a person who fingers people, you should wash your hands first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
what
you
is
should.
This?
And lick
the
them clean after, yeah. am I right?
Come on, brother.
Come on now.
Hey.
Come on.
What is this taking the subway to my apartment and then shoving your fingers inside
insane
me?
Behavior.
Yeah,
are
insane.
You fucking kidding me?
Again,
what's wrong with
wash
you?
Wash your hands.
That's how
the
you
get a
parasite.
The amount of times I've been hooking up with someone and I've had to grab their wrist and be like, go wash your hands.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I am not getting a yeast infection from your dirty fingernails.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be a grown
this
up.
This something I've learned. I've had to.
Looking at his fingernails.
This is.
yeah.
Yeah, but you should still wash your hands before you finger abroad.
Yeah.
This is something.
Abroad. Yeah.
Abroad.
Yeah.
Ronnie, you too.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I know.
I know.
Yeah.
This is something that I've honestly had to make a case for over and over and over again
which
to
is
adults.
Crazy with
to
it.
Adults.
Yeah.
Which
I
don't
yeah.
get. All right. So let me just break this down real quick. And I feel like this is so like obvious and remedial that I shouldn't have to say this, but I keep having to have this discussion. Whenever I go out to eat, all right, I look at the menu, place my order, I get up, and I go wash my hands.
Because yeah.
everybody that's walked in the door has touched that menu, which
yeah.
means everything that that person has touched, I have now touched. Would I put this menu in my mouth? No.
No.
So why would I touch the menu, then touch my food, and then touch my mouth?
Counterpoint. Because
that's how germs spread.
Counterpoint.
It's simple.
I've put things way worse than the menu in my mouth. Yeah,
yeah. Of course. So have I. Yeah. So have I. So have I.
And but I'm not even talking about sex stuff. Like, I've gotten horse poop in my mouth by accident and been okay.
You've had hoof and mouth disease. Yeah. Of course you have.
I've had hand, foot, and mouth disease, whatever that is.
Of course you have. But let's try to avoid it. And here's when this came up for me, is when I realized something, right? I used to work at it doesn't matter. I used to work at this place, this restaurant. And I remember my manager was counting me down for the night. So he's counting all my cash. Mm-hmm. And then he was counting his cash. He took a break. He grabbed his quesadilla, took a bite, kept counting cash. And I was like, money's like the dirtiest thing.
Yeah,
we all know this.
It's horrendous.
They've done studies. It's covered in fecal matter. Yeah, horrific, right? And I was like, ugh. And I was like, dude, you, of all people, should know that you should not be doing that. And he called me a germaphobe. A month later, COVID hits and we go into full lockdown. And what do I see all over the news? Here's how to wash your hands. Sing happy birthday.
Yeah.
Twice. Right? And I'm like, do we have to teach people how to wash their hands?
Yes.
Turns out most people don't.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
fact that it, I know maybe I'm being a bit of a germaphobe here bit, but it shocks me that my parents used to own a restaurant. And so I think maybe I learned a little bit about food safety and stuff because of that. And I've always worked in restaurants my whole life. If I use the bathroom and I put my hand on the knob to turn on the water.
Yeah.
I am going to dry my hands with a towel and then use that towel to turn off the knob because somebody else just took a shit, wiped their ass,
I'm
and touched
elbows.
That knob.
I'm all,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm flushing with my foot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm off my soapbox, but that's just something that drives me nuts. And I have
also
to keep.
Part of it.
Oh, hey, how about that?
We how about that?
How about that?
Yeah, someone who got a poop based disease recently.
Yeah, poop borne illness.
And I'm really clean. I'm upset with these pigs.
Tell me more about your poop disease.
You don't know about Andrea's poop disease?
I do. I just think it's funny to make her talk about it.
You don't know about the little critters that live inside her?
Damn.
Giardia.
What happens to... They just live there now or they're gone?
They're gone, but I'm...
They've gentrified the neighborhood. Yeah.
My stomach is East Williamsburg. Okay. They're gone now, but I am still in considerable pain all the time and no one can figure out.
Wow.
And I think it's because they like destroyed my insides and then I took antibiotics and that destroyed my insides. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just a lady who goes for little walks because she's in pain all the time.
Eating a lot of yogurt and probiotics and stuff.
Yeah. So it's not a great... Some fucking animal didn't wash their hands.
Yeah.
And now Andrea has to test her poop all the time.
I've tested my poop so
much. Right, you had to poop in a bag, right?
Yeah. I have to poop in little vials. And be honest, I had to do it yesterday. I didn't even blink. Like the first time I was
going.
Like, yesterday I was just like, give me a fucking... I'm not even wearing gloves.
It's kind of
if anybody wants to buy Andrea's poop, though.
Yeah.
She knows how to package it.
Why let it go to waste?
Yeah. I have it available. I scoop it with dead eyes because I just have been through a lot.
Yeah.
So please wash your fucking hands. Yeah.
Also, if you're a long nails girly like me, get under there.
Get under those nails.
There's a lot of stuff living in there.
Yeah.
You got to get in there. You can't walk around with these things and then eat a chicken wing. That's fucking crazy.
Well, also the fact that we're all not dead because of the poopy. I mean, also COVID was our first like, infectious disease. And boy, did that not go well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the body truck, Sarah.
Yeah. If you're taking a shit
that's
and not
a fun,
pooping.
That's a fun way to bring us all back.
Shout
Thank
out
you,
to
Andy.
The body trucks. Hey, I'm going to do a quick shout out to all the dead people in refrigeration trucks.
And I still applaud for nurses.
I do too.
No one else.
I
do pain.
7 p.m. every day. I'm out there.
Opening my window. Heroes. But they're also kind of mean sometimes.
Yeah, they are mean.
Yeah, but they're slutty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are slutty.
If they're not slutty, they're mean.
Or maybe they're both.
We can all agree nurses are like that's like a slutty like profession, right?
No, but some of them are like ladies in their 50s.
Kevin's doing an inviting look. Do we have one more respectfully, or did we
was that the
cover
last
it
one?
All?
That's my list.
Okay. I mean, I think it's a beautiful list.
I think it's a beautiful list.
Yeah.
Can I look at it real quick?
Yeah.
There's
one that I omitted because I didn't want to take too long, but the last one was self-serve kiosks aren't always more convenient. I've been to so many places where I'll walk up to the counter to order food and they'll go, the kiosk is right there. And I'm like, I'm trying to keep you in a job, dude.
You know, but also the self-checkout when it doesn't fucking work. when every time I scan something, I put it in the area and it starts beeping because I didn't put it in the bagging area. And then somebody has to come over and swipe a card and help me. I feel like a fool. You're annoyed.
Yeah.
The machine's not working. Yeah. This is taking way longer than it fucking has to. And I'm going to freak out.
Mm-hmm. Also, let's...
one time I went to CVS and I, sorry.
It's okay.
I went to CVS and there, I needed something that they keep behind the register. Like
HIV
headphones.
Test.
No, it was
Jesus Christ.
It was a phone charger. Yeah. But anyway, the HIV test is in the aisle. Yeah. But you do have to press the button to get the guy to come.
Comes in a little suitcase.
So I went and I asked the guy for a phone charger and he hands it to me. He's standing at a register.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you're going to have to go over to the self-checkout.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I was just like, for why?
Why, though?
For what?
Yeah. Also, just
scan
a quick
it.
Special place in hell to the Target camera that shows you what you look like when you're doing the self-checkout.
I will kill whoever
Holy
invented the Target
shit.
Camera.
Mm-hmm.
The worst. I've never looked worse than I do in a Target.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be a safe place to look like shit.
It's like one of those filters that ages you.
Yes.
Yeah, but it oils you.
Yeah.
Target camera is
you
a
look
suicide
oily.
Watch machine.
It's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
You can't, the person I am in a Target camera.
It's day four
just,
of a bender.
Oh my yeah. God, she's a disgusting pig. Mm-hmm.
It's like when Sex and the City reference coming up.
Oh great, I've been waiting.
I know you've been waiting. Carrie Bradshaw gets selected to have like a photo shoot for
yes.
like a cool city girl.
Yeah.
And she like goes out and is hungover and late and she looks like hot dog shit and they pick the photo that she looks
before
like hot
the makeup.
Shit. Yeah, being like, are single ladies happy or are they sad
oh,
and
hilarious.
Gross and old?
Yeah.
That's what the Target
camera is. Every Target
camera
is the saddest, grossest, oldest version of you.
It's fucked up.
And she's fat.
Bloated.
Yeah.
You look like a bloated corpse in the Target
it's
camera.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It makes me want to steal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. Get rid of it.
It makes me want
to
steal.
2024.
How dare you do this to me?
Fucking,
I'm stealing makeup.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To make this better.
Yeah. You owe it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Target. And the cameras.
And the camera. Target. Abolish Target cameras.
Yes.
And bay leaves.
And bay leaves.
And bay leaves.
And slut shaming.
Oh, it's been a beautiful time.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Yeah, Kevin, where can they find you? Follow you. Take you to the next European city.
Kevin.
Send Kevin to Alaska.
Yeah. Yo.
We were going to go to Alaska.
Yeah. Flights
we'll
to Alaska are more expensive than to Romania.
It turns out it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Casey White on socials. And I have a comedy special coming out.
Ooh,
I can plug that real quick.
Yeah. Plug that.
March 3rd on 800 Pound Gorilla. Harangue.
Love that.
Please watch it. And if you like it, give it a thumbs up. And if you don't like it, keep it to yourself.
I've seen a good amount of it and it's very good and you should watch it.
Thanks. Also, you co-host a podcast with my co-host here.
Yeah, yes. My two work wives are here. It's very fun for me.
I didn't know how much I was allowed to lean into that.
My asexual polycule is here, which I think just means friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin and I have a podcast together called Close Calls. It's a comedy podcast about near-death experiences.
Yeah.
And it's a really good time.
It's riveting.
It's fun.
Andrew is a close calls head.
Yeah. Some of the stories on there are some of the scariest ways that life can be.
But some of them are also kooky and fun.
Yeah. If you want to edge fear and also have a great time.
I like that.
It is a good way to edge fear.
Dude, edge fear rules.
Because everyone is okay. In the end, it's a story about, well, most people. It's a story about near-death experiences, not death experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can get real scared in the middle.
There's scenarios in this podcast where I'm like, I couldn't even imagine how life could turn in twist in this way. So, yeah, great pod. Listen, check it out. Lizzie, where can they find you and follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the three of us, Andrea, Kevin, and I, are going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Woo! Doggy.
Recon Brewing.
That's right.
On Sunday, February 18th. So if you're in the Pittsburgh area, actually, technically, it's Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania.
Don't tell people that.
It's near Pittsburgh. So if you're in the greater Pittsburgh area and you listen to Respectfully or you listen to Close Calls or you listen to both, come to the show. It's going
to
be a great time. We'll give you stickers and kiss you on the mouth.
We'll kiss you right in the mouth and we'll rub our clean ass hands
right
over
on
your
face
pussy.
And we'll finger
you. Say what? All right. That's been Respectfully.
Or we'll just be funny. Wait, say yours.
Oh, AndreaComedy69 on Instagram. And, send me some probiotics in the mail. I'm really suffering.
Yeah.
Wash your hands, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.